I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. People in North Bennington are set to get an update tonight on the widening water contamination problem in their village. State test results came out yesterday afternoon showing that 52 out of 67 private wells contained unsafe levels of a chemical known as PFOA. Vermont State environmental and public health officials are now manning an information center in downtown Bennington. And this afternoon, we're hearing what it's like on the ground in North Bennington from Richard Spies. He is leading the efforts to test private water wells for the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Richard, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
So, update us on the scope of the water sampling efforts there as you continue to search for this PFOA.
We had a sampling plan over the last couple of weeks where we've been going out and sampling as many wells as we can and everyone who signed up to be sampled within a mile and a half of the old ChemFab facility. And to tell you how quickly things are changing on the ground, the numbers that you just reported have been replaced by new numbers as more and more results come in from the wells that we've already sampled.
So tell us some of those new numbers. What's the situation right now?
I know that we sampled approximately 183 different water supplies in the North Bennington area. And as more and more results come in, though, you know, we find out more and more about wells that have been impacted with PFOA and wells that don't have any PFOA in them at all.
It's obviously a very fluid situation in North Bennington. I imagine residents will be learning more tonight at this meeting. You opened this information center on Main Street over the weekend. What kind of services are you offering to people in North Bennington right now?
The information center serves several purposes. Probably the most important one is the one you mentioned, which is giving a place for residents who have questions to be able to reach out to us anytime during the day so that we can either answer their question directly if we know the answer. We also update maps and sampling results, but we are going door to door. From this location, we collate the sampling results and we send them out with couriers, really project managers like myself, who go out and meet with the people to let them know what we found in our first round of sampling and just to answer questions. And we spend anywhere from 5 minutes to a half an hour with people just going through, you know, what we know about what's going on and answering questions as people bring them up.
How are people responding when you tell them this? I mean, is there a case that sticks out in your mind?
Some people move through the stages much quicker than the others. So I've seen everything from people who are on the verge of crying, to people who are angry, to people who actually laugh about it because that's how they're coping with the stress. And there's no question there's stress down here. People are nervous. They're concerned about their homes and their health and what's going to be next.
You mentioned this ChemFab plant, this closed factory that used to be in North Bennington that's being connected to this contamination. The former parent company of ChemFab, Saint-Gobain, is paying for bottled water and also for these expensive well tests. But I imagine there's overtime for state workers. There are other costs. Who's going to end up paying for that?
Made a request to Saint-Gobain for those costs, and although no one is certain exactly what the response will be, my understanding at this point is Saint-Gobain's trying to understand what those costs are, and I have every hope that they're going to step up and cover that, assuming that they're found to be responsible for this contamination. But if they don't, the governor and my commissioner, that is secondary who's going to pay for it to actually getting this work done.
I understand there are still a number of test results you're waiting on and you still have more testing to do. When do you expect people in North Bennington will have the full picture of the scope of this contamination? How long will that take?
As soon as we find out, whatever we find out, we're going to share it with the community. But the water sample results are coming in and we should have all of those by the end of next week. We've also begun soil sampling today, and that's going to take the better part of a week to complete, and probably as many as 30 days to get the results back. So we want to have a better understanding of what's going on with the soils and that pathway. But these investigations will go on for months to answer a lot of the questions that we have.
Certainly we'll be checking back in about the water contamination situation there in North Bennington. Richard Spies is the Hazardous Waste Management Project Director for Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation. There will be a public meeting about the water situation tonight at 6 p.m. at the Tishman Lecture Hall at Bennington College. Mr. Spies, thanks for making the time to speak with us.
Thanks for calling me.